under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
On 91.7 FM, we talk about God's good news.
You're listening to The Truth.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion each and every day as we face the issues. We always look forward to your call, your conversation, your insight, and your, footnotes to what's being said. We look forward to that each and every day on this broadcast. Let me remind you, Let's Face the Issues broadcast is formatted around you, our listener. We set the stage, we ask the questions, invite you to call in, give your insights, dialogue, and words in relationship to what's being said. Lest I forget it, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. After a brief monologue, we're going to open our lines, allow you to call in. We're going to have a special guest in just a moment that we'll introduce and allow you to ask questions, and he can give some responses as he and I have some dialogue and discussion on what is happening. We're talking about today an issue that I believe should be paramount on the hearts and the minds of each and every one of us. The enemies within. The enemies within. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, our constitutional provision is set up and designed in such a way that the President of the United States will have the responsibility of providing safety and protection for our nation, for enemies interior and abroad, and the President previously has not done that. In fact, I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but with President Donald J. Trump in his less than 60 days in the Oval Office now, the southern border has been brought to a screeching halt, whereas under the Biden administration, upwards of 10,000 a day were crossing into America, illegal invaders, and the ICE agents and the border agents were restricted. They could do nothing but help them in, provide them with the initial food, clothing, and shelter, rather than recognizing them as the enemy. But yet we have those, ladies and gentlemen, in the leadership roles in America, and the House and the Senate, those in the different federal agencies that are supposed to be the arms and the legs and the hands of our governmental system to protect America and to provide for Americans. Is it possible, I'm going to lay out a hypothetical, is it possible that the hair on fire, screaming democracy at stake, Democrats, is it possible that they, in fact, are really the enemies within America? Now, you can make your own adjudication and determination. That is my most humble opinion, that that is the real enemy. Those that are screaming that our democracy is in danger, threat of democracy. We're hearing that from the left, Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party, each and every day. They're parading, getting in front of microphones, talking about they're going to, in fact, one of the loose, lax, lost liberals already saying that we need to impeach President Trump. We need to impeach Elon Musk. I've got news for you. You can't impeach either one of them. They've not done anything that warrants it. Secondly, Elon Musk cannot be impeached. He is not an elected official. What are you going to impeach him with? What rule of law will you use? But ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize what is taking place in America today and what is taking place with the socialist Marxist left. Look at the headline. Eruption in bleach bit, wipe hard drives, offshore banking, and all of these are searches that's going on within the deep state in D.C. We'll talk about that article a little more in just a moment. But let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It's the truth book. Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 8:31-32, made this statement. If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, the word of God affirms the fact that the word is truth. Thy word is truth. Yet we have those today that want to deviate from the truth, challenge the truth, undermine the truth. That's what's happening. Listen, that's what is taking place with the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party today. They're trying to undermine truth. They're trying to bifurcate truth. They're trying to challenge what is truth. They're trying to twist truth. And ladies and gentlemen, according to the Word of God in Psalms 117:2, the truth of the Lord endures forever. You might find those today that want to challenge truth and dissuade you that a fact is not a fact. I go back to the secularist George Orwell in his statement, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we see that to be factually true today, if I might use the spin on the words truth. May I say, ladies and gentlemen, we have with the youth today, the millennials, according to a headline I'm looking at, most younger Americans say there's no absolute truth. That's the 18 to 35-year-old age group. And the article opens with a search of Webster's dictionary that says, truth is the body of real things, real events, real facts, actualities, and the state of being the case in fact. But yet this group of the youth in America say this, and may I quote, each person determines their own version of truth. That puts it in the wishy-washy state that you cannot tie truth down. It makes truth become jello you're trying to nail to the wall. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. That's what I want us to do as conservatives, as Christians, as patriots, that we're willing to stand and defend the truth, even to death. Truth matters. Whether you agree with it or not. Truth matters whether you recognize it on the surface or not. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment, ladies and gentlemen, with the full line of Honda generators and a knowledgeable staff, ladies and gentlemen, that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. May I say to you, the full knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's an identifier, a benchmark. There's a 165-foot flagpole on the campus of Tools for Time. Atop that flagpole flows Old Glory, the U.S. flag 24/7. Find that flag at the flagpole, the base of the flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for a Time. ToolsForATime.com. ToolsForATime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm told, based on multitudes of articles that I have read in relationship to it, I'm told that these Democrats that say this, what Elon Musk and President Trump is doing, is a threat to democracy. Actually, what they're doing is a threat to democracy, and I believe they recognize it. The real threat for America, I believe, is the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party. I believe that's really the enemy within the camp. And when you find that the main items that that's being researched now, Google research inside the Beltway in Washington, major search about bleach bit, You remember that's the item that was used by Hillary Clinton with 33,000 emails where she used bleach bit to wipe them out. They're looking for information on, according to the research that I'm looking at in my hand, they're looking for research on how to wipe a hard drive. They're looking, they're making research on offshore banking. They're searching about how they can transfer funds. They're looking for and searching for attorneys to protect against charges of fraud. Let me just read two paragraphs of this article. Washington, D.C. searches for Swiss bank, offshore banking, how to wire money, et cetera, et cetera. The search term wipe or erase also moved higher in recent weeks. How to wipe out and erase a hard drive. Yes, the search term wipe hard drive across D.C. Metro has gone absolutely parabolic. They're also looking for lawyers. Why would they be looking for lawyers? Why would they? In fact, the article says the internet search trends for criminal defense lawyers and RICO lawyers. It went viral, according to Twitter. Speculation that Washington political elites were in panic mode. The search coincided with DOGE's efforts to neuter the USAID's funding of the NGOs and pop up with shadow government. That's propped up with shadow government, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Ladies and gentlemen, why is that so? Why is there a mindset we got to get out of Dodge? Why is it that Zillow shows that about 10,000 homes have been listed for sale or for lease in the Beltway in D.C.? Why is that so? Because you got the socialist Marxist communists that's getting out of Dodge. Now, howbeit, I understand that some 80,000 chose to take President Trump's offer of, what was that, 8 or 9 months salary, and they could retire early and get paid for that 8 or 9 months. Some 80,000 plus took that offer, so they're getting out of Dodge. But ladies and gentlemen, there are tons of them that are lawyering up because they know what's on the horizon as President Trump continues to carry out his campaign promises of cleaning up the sewer and draining the swamp in D.C. This article I'm looking at says, hiding something, question mark. Web searches for criminal attorneys in D.C. reportedly reaching a record high. Why is that? If it sounds like I'm laughing, it's because I am. These same people that are screaming murder, screaming that Trump and Elon Musk are breaking the law, they're going against the Constitution, they are risking the destruction of our democracy. Those, some of those same people are the ones that are doing these researches online, trying to figure out how to cover themselves, how to get out of Dodge, if you will, is the term that I use. May I say, ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at another headline that says, panic in D.C. Jobless claims spike. Search engines boom. Bleach bit. Wipe hard drive. Offshore banking. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, ladies and gentlemen, you can tell without any question there's a problem in D.C. And the problem is being brought about as a result of what is happening with President Trump and Elon Musk and Doge. So the question that I'm asking you today, how do you respond to it? Are they, President Trump and Elon Musk, are they doing the right thing? Is it the appropriate approach for them to take? Have, in your opinion, has the president or Elon Musk broken any constitutional remedy or any constitutional edict as you know of? What is the answer to it? What would you say is the answer to that, ladies and gentlemen? May I say to you that I believe that they're doing the right thing, but I want to hear from you. Today we're delighted to have with us the ministry, head of the ministry called the Carey Cross. We have with us today, we're going to talk about these issues, we're going to talk about these things, James Crandon. James, thank you so much for taking time to join us on Let's Face the Issues today. And with our introduction of you and your ministry called the Carey Cross, thank you for joining us, number one. Take a few moments, introduce yourself, introduce your ministry, and what your ministry is about.
Yep, thank you so much. It's always such a pleasure to be on your show, Dr. Youngblood. You're doing incredible work every single day, and there's a myriad, of, an ocean of listeners out there that love your precious word. The Carey Cross, you can look it up online, and we'll do, if it glorifies God, we'll try to do it. People ask us for different verses and different translations, some like New King James, some like ESV, NIV. Whatever it is, if it glorifies God, the Carry Cross will do it. We've been in business since October 11, 2009. We have trademark and so forth. And I would just tell you that it's just been the best thing in my life. It has been amazing to watch it, and I couldn't have done it without my amazing wife, who's incredible. So, yes, we'd love for you to look at it, and anything you need, please reach out to us. Our number's on there, and the email is just thecarrycross@bellsouth.net, or the website is www.thecarrycross.com. But more importantly, back to your show, Dr. Youngblood, and thanks for the privilege. I would tell our listening audience there's a couple of verses they ought to love by heart, and one of them, for their Democratic or Democrat friends, should be Isaiah 5:20 that says, "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." Because believe me, and well, Dr. Youngblood, you know way better than I do, it's possible even for God's select to be deceived. And there's verse after verse that back that up. That's not just Jimmy, your buddy on the radio, saying that. You can check it in 2 Peter 2:18, and you can check it in 1 John 2:18. The deceptions of the last hour, and the interesting to me, continues to be, and gives me that sense of urgency for whatever reason, that, by the way, as it intensifies and as the deceptions and deceit become more and more unbelievable and sensationalized, that's because they realize that their time is short. Now, we as believers, we should have that kind of zeal about getting people that are lukewarm about loving and avoiding the rush and bow now for the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Yes.
But that's my spiel. I'd love to answer any questions that I certainly could, and I know if I can't, we've got a wonderful doctor and theologian on the phone, and that's you, Dr. Youngblood. And there's so many of us that just your facts, your information, your skills, your experience in education in theology is unmatched, and you are a modern day champion of it, and I love it.
Well, brother, I am thankful for that. It's a humbling thought to hear what you're saying. I just get up each morning thinking, Lord, to give me wisdom and insight to say what you want said. May it fall on the ears of those that will hear and heed what you're saying to us. Jimmy, I believe that it's needful in America today for Christians to be truly salt and light, that we've been charged with the responsibility of being. And that's all I'm trying to do, be salt and light in a dark and decaying society in which we're living in. But by the way, you're exactly spot on with the text that you used in Isaiah 5:20. By the way, all of Isaiah, the fifth chapter, is what I call the woe chapter. They either five or six woes pronounced, the word woe, W-O-E. The word woe in the King James Bible is better translated, if you will. This is not deteriorating or taking away from the King James text, of which I believe is the better text. But that word woe can be translated calamity. Calamity, 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 pronounced over and over again in the fifth chapter of Isaiah. And it's pronouncing woe on those that will call good evil and evil good, calling day night and night day, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. James, I want to take one question, and then we'll go to our caller. But a question that I want us to look at and give thought to. Your thoughts, what President Trump is doing, what Elon Musk is doing, is that, are they, to your knowledge, are they breaking any laws? Are they breaking anything that's found in our Constitution that would be counterintuitive to what they're doing?
No. The short answer is absolutely not. The longer answer, the Reader's Digest condensed version, or as Paul Harvey used to say, the rest of the story is, they're so good at what they're doing right now because he surrounded himself, as the Bible says, seek the advice of wise counsel, and that includes counsel of people you might get, the people that are on the cusp, hopefully, of becoming believers, but sharp, sharp, smart, wise people, not just knowledgeable people, but wise people. And the fact it gets me and cracks me up, I'm smiling, and I'm sure you can hear it in my voice, that months ago, you and I talked about not only the corruption, but just the dollars and cents. And isn't it ironic that our government is now saying, our current administration has coined a new phrase that I love, and it's called clawback. huh, Nikki Haley clawed back millions of dollars from something that was horrific and shouldn't have been funded in the first place. She clawed it back, and I love the term, and here's why, to the listening audience. Join me at city council, join me at school board, and let's try to claw back our tax dollars that are being wasted here in Duval County at any time. But it's interesting, the point is, you and I months ago went over, I think, the top 12 government agencies and jokingly on and off air said it is ridiculous. Can you imagine if they could take it and go back and have an accounting and really have a bean counter in there that could do the dollars and cents? You couldn't run your church that way. You couldn't run your household yet that way. Yet the government thinks they can do that. Well, here's the good news. We're not asleep anymore. There's a verse that says, wake up, sleeper, arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Many believers are now being empowered by the Holy Spirit to say, wait a minute. We can lovingly, encouragingly, but like a bulldog, go in and find the truth. And because Elon Musk and his team of now a dozen or so people are bean counters and they're excellent with computer skills and so forth, these people are scared to death. And as you pointed out at the opening of the show, all these searches, which again, the smartphone, it's whatever it wants to be by the user. If you're a believer and you want to find God's word, you can find it in Bible Gateway and various other apps. Well, if you're an evil or a mean person or a vindictive person or just looking for the wrong sort of things, you can find them. Well, look at what they've done. They've shot themselves in the foot. If they're investigating a murder, one of the things that the detectives do is try to get cell phone records and so forth. Well, hold on a second. You said you were here, but according to your phone and the pinging, you were really here. And why were you talking about looking at antifreeze as a poisoning agent and somebody showed up dead and the autopsy revealed antifreeze poisoning? Well, they're looking for ways to cover their tracks. So it's great. And the louder they're screaming, and these nutty people that are singing and, you know, impeach Elon Musk, which, of course, he can't be impeached. He's not an official, elected official. But, yeah, they're desperate, and so they're going to try everything. And I fear that it's going to get worse and worse, unfortunately. But he's done so much in a month. And I really believe this time, because it's all in the Lord's timing and perfection, for whatever reason that he wasn't put in and didn't, the election was stolen and so forth, that I really think it had to grind it home how bad this really was. And I suspect, being a smart guy and a worldly guy and knowing the ways of the world, he's kind of scratching his head going, oh, I got your game now. And I know judicially there's three branches of government and they're supposed to have equal powers pretty much, other than the fact that of the three, the weakest one is supposed to be the judicial arm. And that's a class that we teach about biblical citizenship. We'd love to do it, the Liberty Pastors and so forth. And through our buddies at Patriot Academy are just wonderful about that. And if you feel like, well, gosh, I don't understand government, there's a resource, and you can call me or go to my website and send me a message and say, Jimmy, we want to do a biblical citizenship class. And we've talked about doing one at your church as well. It is so great because it empowers you to understand at least the basics, and then once you see the basics and you realize the dollars and cents that we're discussing are our dollars and cents, and it's not just our property taxes. Every time you register a vehicle or open a business or whatever you do, if you sat down and you figured out what you're paying in taxes, you buy something, there's a tax on it. You sell something, there's a tax on it. You turn around and you get a dog and there's a license or a tax. I mean, it's just incredible. But yet, we don't expect our government to do a great job. Our schools are the most expensive on the planet, and they're failing. Our grades are substandard. So, again, go to school board meeting. If for nothing else, you want to get your money back or encourage parents to send their kids to great private schools. And that's why the school boards are up in arms, because, hey, we're losing our attendance. Well, if you got your grades up and taught common sense things instead of gender studies and pronouns, it's just crazy. But the bag, the cat's out of the bag, and people are urgently trying to make a difference now.
Absolutely.
And it's amazing. Yeah. Anyway.
Absolutely. James, hold your thought for just a moment. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with your question or comment, please.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
And I know you all are blessed. I'm telling
you. Amen.
I just got like two statements maybe three. But I feel that Elon Musk should have started from the top. But no. Then it came to my heart that, no, everybody that's trying to put in there, I think it's 11 months or 12 months that they put in there, he tried to get them out first. Because I thought he should have started at the top of everything in the government, start from the top and can't be behind down. But then again, no. That's right. Because you're putting, should I say, planting your spies in there.
You're planting, Biden planted multiple, enemies within the organizational structure. In fact, I'm looking at an article that just popped up on my cell phone. It said Biden administration spent $20 billion on cars, home loans, other services only for migrants. The Biden administration spent the $20 billion on cars, home loans, and other services for the migrants coming in. That's a waste of dollars. That's something that was not authorized. That's something that's being discovered by Elon Musk and Doge, and I'm so thankful for that. So my challenge to our listeners today is to keep on praying, keep on saying, Lord, we're thankful that you put Trump in. And by the way, James, you said earlier, kind of a passing comment, we don't fully understand why Trump was not reelected when he ran for office in 2020. I tell you why, because in my most humble opinion, the providence of God set him aside for 4 years for him to be able to rethink, restudy, and analyze where's the problem and what is the problem that he can go back in and do what he's doing now. Kenneth, what are your thoughts?
I'm telling you, he said the same thing. So America can see what's really going on.
Absolutely. And well, Kenneth, we're thankful for you, thankful for your insight and your thoughts. Keep on praying, keep on looking up, and listen, don't be surprised at what's behind the next door that Doge opens. I'm looking forward to it with great anticipation. Thank you so much, Kenneth, for your call. God bless you. James, as we're talking about this, what are your thoughts for it just to be revealed now that $20 billion was spent on cars and home loans? Did you realize, and I know most of our listeners may not realize, that many, many, many of these illegal invaders that came across our borders invading America, that our tax dollars, the fundamental moms and dads and family members that worked, paid taxes in, $20 billion of those tax dollars were used to buy homes, pay for home loans, pay for cars, and pay for other, necessities, as we would call it, to live into the pockets of illegal invaders. Would you have ever believed that just a few years ago, that this is what's happening in our government?
No. It's horrific. And the other thing, the other thing that you and I just read recently about that gal that posted information, and I think she's an American citizen, but I think her background is Afghanistan or Afghani. And she said that the American government in 2022, and I don't want to steal your thunder, sent $40 million in stacks of money to the Central Afghan Bank, which is owned by a terrorist who his main talent was bomb maker, to the Central Afghan Bank. And there's photos that the Central Afghan Bank sent of the pallets of cash because it was so much money and it would be illegal to wire it. So they sent it to a shell company, and guess what? USAID was involved in it. Ultimately, $1.7 billion to the UN that turned around and sent $2.9 billion to Afghan, physically shipped to circumvent sanctions that were in place. And that was
absolutely, absolutely. And James, that much of that money, if not most of it, was used to undermine, to tear down and destroy America through the terrorist organization and operations out of the Middle East. James, if you would, hang in there. Don't leave us. We're going to come right back right after the top of the hour news as we continue this dialogue and discussion. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have the top of the hour news. We'll be right back. Don't turn your dials.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jackson.
Christian teaching and talk. This is 91.7 FM, The Truth.
WTRJ, Orange Park.